Following the January 7th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, the commissioners held a telephonic conference call with Lisa Sharp from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Section in Morgantown, and with Jana Lowry from the USDA's Community Programs about the possible USDA loan for the expansion of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital. Commissioner Helmick asked the USDA officials about the ramifications if PMH took out a $5 million loan and defaulted on it. Lowry said that once a government loan such as this is finalized, if it goes into default, it cannot be renegotiated. It would simply be foreclosed on. Lowry said that currently a $5 million 30-year loan would have a 2.75% interest rate. She explained that the loan pre-approval process would require that PMH demonstrate that it has a good operating financial history for the past 5 years and has a favorable feasibility study completed by a CPA firm. Once those conditions have been met, according to Lowry, PMH can complete the full loan application. As part of that process, the USDA will complete an environmental study and will review the architectural plans before giving its final approval. Sharp added that there is an alternative to a government loan. She said that the USDA also offers a loan guarantee program whereby the USDA will guarantee to a private lender that the loan will be repaid if needed. The USDA offered to send some representatives to a future commission meeting in Marlinton to further discuss these loan possibilities, and the commissioners offered to hold a special meeting at the convenience of the USDA to accomplish that. Also at the meeting, the commissioners voted to retain Commissioner David McLaughlin as commission president and for each of the commissioners to retain their current commission board assignments. Cree Laddie of the Pocahontas County Libraries and Visitor Information Centers delivered the library's annual update. She said that the libraries had 45,000 visitors in 2019, of which 1,600 were tourists visiting the county. Laddie said that their public internet access has also enjoyed a successful year, with 8,700 people using the library's computers and another 3,500 people using their own devices on the library's public Wi-Fi. The Commission's counsel, Bob Martin, discussed with the commissioners a legal situation going on between the Silver Creek Association and County Assessor Tom Lane. Martin explained that in compliance with a January 4, 2019 court order, Lane had reassessed all the condominiums in the Silver Creek Commercial Hub. This occurred on January 17th and 18th of 2019. However, the Silver Creek Association has now filed a motion with the court alleging that Lane illegally reassessed their condos after the February 1, 2019 deadline for these reassessments. Martin said that claim is absolutely false, and he has documented proof that these reassessments were made before the February 1, 2019 deadline. Martin has filed a responding motion to, quote, dismiss and strike their motion as it is slanderous, unquote. He also said that some of those reassessed condo owners have asked the commissioners to exonerate their reclassifications from Class 3 commercial back to Class 2 residential. The commissioners decided to take no action on that until Judge Dent rules on the motions at the February 19th court hearing. Also at their meeting, the commissioners granted permission for the 911 center to connect to the commission's internet service as a backup in the event that their primary CityNet internet connection temporarily goes down. They approved County Clerk Melissa Bennett's request to change the Slaty Fork Central District polling place to the Linwood Library. And they appointed the following people to the County Local Emergency Planning Committee: Gail Sears, Mike Vance, Janelle Graham, Michael Rigsby, Preston Klein, and Cindy Wilfong. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.